Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Mark Routh, who's CEO at Prospects Energy. How are you today, Mark?
Yes, good morning, Zach.
Right, you're making moves in Poland, it would appear.
Yes, this is a culmination of about a year's work by the Prospects team. We identified that Poland is amenable to new investment, especially from smaller companies, from foreign entities, and we have identified some areas in Poland which we want to apply for. So the first step was to get pre-qualification from the ministry to be able to apply for licenses. And that's important because we have demonstrated both our financial capability but also our technical capability to have licenses in Poland.
And in terms of the whole strategy here, is it a sort of, well, it's not world domination, but is it European domination that you're looking for?
No, not domination, but it's a footprint. It's a question of strategy and growth. We're trying to grow the company into a bigger European gas-producing company. And this is another step in delivering that strategy. Last week we announced the initial results of the Viura 1B appraisal well, which has been drilled on the new asset that we acquired in northern Spain. So that was already adding a third asset to our portfolio onshore in Europe. And Poland will be a third nation and hopefully a fourth and fifth asset in our portfolio if we get awarded the licenses.
And I suppose from a market perspective, you know, you're in Italy and you're in Spain, Poland is next. Do you think there's a risk the market might think that you're, you know, you've got sort of you've bitten off more than you can chew, or you haven't got the capacity to develop these things? What's in your mind on that front?
Well, the plan for expansion into Poland is a fairly long term game. We don't expect, if we get successful and get awarded the licenses which we're applying for, which are an open acreage. If we get awarded them, we'll be committing to a drill or drop probably on the applications, which will be in a time frame of 2 to 3 years' time. Now, in that time frame, we will have been drilling wells in Spain and Italy, which we hope will increase the production income for the company, which could allow us to be completely self-funded in order to expand into Poland. And there is, of course, the opportunity that if we are awarded licenses, we could attract farm-in partners in the future, because the technical team at Prospects has been delivering. We looked at Viura 1B, looked at the Viura gas field, and that has shown to be a very good recommendation. So my team at Prospects is quite skilled at identifying good areas. And we think we've identified some ideal areas in Poland. So we have plans afoot to grow the company and make it and to deliver it in a cost-effective way.
And so the idea is that as the first two projects come on stream, they come on tap, then Poland will be there at the right time to, you know, see if we sort of pass the baton onto that area and have production going on there, funded by the existing projects.
That would be the ideal situation, and that is the plan. It's all going to be a question of timing. The gas price will help. The gas price increase recently is going to help that situation. But yes, it's just a question of expanding at the right place at the right time. We've also found that the attitude for foreign investment into Poland is improving markedly as the country concentrates on its security of energy supply. We're seeing that actually across Europe, that natural gas is going to have to be here for a long time hence before we can get fully into the transition process and head for the net zero that every nation is targeting.
And I suppose one could be slightly sarcastic and say, I presume that moving into the UK is not something on the map given our current political landscape.
I think it's not going to be easy in the UK, yes.
And is it, I mean, obviously you said that European countries are focusing on energy security, but it implies that the UK doesn't need or doesn't want energy security.
I couldn't comment on that, Zach, but the security of energy supply, in my opinion, is second only to the security of the nation, and to ignore that is folly, in my opinion.
And just finally, in terms of, you know, you mentioned the commodities prices, it would appear, obviously, with the situation in the Middle East, that they will start working in your favour.
Yes, the situation in the Middle East is appalling, and I hope it doesn't escalate, but it does have the effect of increasing commodity prices across the board. Now, it's just a fact of life, but there are other factors which are influencing the gas price in particular, and that is that people need, countries need to secure energy. And we need to decrease our reliance on Russian gas. The other point is that local indigenous onshore gas has a carbon footprint some 30 times lower than importing LNG from the USA or from the Middle East. So LNG importation from a carbon footprint point of view is disastrous compared to developing onshore indigenous natural gas.
Well, we look forward to you producing more onshore indigenous natural gas and other commodities as well. But in the meantime, Mark Routh, CEO at Prospects Energy, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.